This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Anytime from, you know, I've been wanting to switch over from saying Eastern time zones to doing 24-hour Zulu time. So if you're listening anytime between, help me out here, Daryl, I think it's 2300 Zulu to 200 Zulu.
It is currently 6 minutes after midnight UTC.
So that would be
midnight to 3 o'clock.
0-100 to 300 Zulu.
Now you're just going to confuse everybody except for people that work in international businesses that use UTC on a regular basis.
They're not going to learn until they get confused. You know what I mean?
Guys, last week I told you that I couldn't care less about you about this topic, but I did want to say that I support the 24-hour clock, the all-around-the-globe idea. I think that that is a good solution. And then localities can just start, instead of talking about 12 noon, they can just say noon if they want to get
they can just say
back to nature like that.
They can just say 1200, which is the Zulu time. So they just say 1200. It doesn't necessarily mean noon. Noon would be whenever the sun is at its apex.
Exactly. That's what I'm talking about. If they want to, you know, get back into like a 16th century feeling about tracking the day's progress by the sun, they can do that on their own time. But people conducting business or whatever or who need to be precise about things can use this UTC thing that you're talking about.
There you go. So we've got a whole slate of things that we want to talk about, but it looks like there is some – well, for us, breaking news. I didn't hear about it until just before we went on the air. There's been protesters.
Oh, there have been a bunch of protesters
rammed by a police car.
The whole Sacramento situation doesn't seem to be getting a lot of coverage.
I don't know that much about Sacramento and what's going on. So
you heard about Stephen Clark getting shot 20 times by police?
Yeah.
About a week and a half ago.
He got shot seven or eight times.
I didn't get the clarity on that either. Was he running or not running? And I just don't know.
He happened to have been running.
Okay.
He was not running from police.
Okay.
Police were searching for someone.
I see.
Helicopter saw somebody running. Ah, this must be the person we're looking for.
Okay.
Tells the ground unit this is where the guy is. They charge into his backyard.
Gotcha.
Start yelling at him.
Uh-huh.
He doesn't know they're police because they don't identify themselves until after they have fired 15 rounds.
Plus it's...
And then they said police.
The whole thing where you're just supposed to immediately know, like a police officer yells an order, and within 2 seconds you're supposed to comply.
Right.
I mean, you know...
They started firing 3 seconds after saying, "Show us your hands."
Armed uniform people... busting into your home, you know, I mean, it's your yard, right? It's
right.
Your home. And telling you what to do is a little weird. And if people don't react immediately, apparently it's okay to start shooting them. I find that to be an unacceptable position to – an untenable position.
Right. And even if he had been the person that they were looking for –
I think
right
it's likely
now,
that he was.
How so?
The description that the police give, and that's what they have. There's some stills maybe from body cam footage that they have, or I don't think there's anything from the helicopter.
What about clothing?
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, is there different clothing on? We've got a body cam still here.
The body camera is of the cops shooting the person.
Okay.
They're not body cameras of someone smashing windows.
Okay.
But even if he was the person they were looking for, the punishment for the crimes in California is not the death penalty.
Okay. Go ahead, Jenny Ray.
Yep. I am just inclined to believe the police that this was that this was the guy who was breaking the car windows, and they said that he broke like a sliding glass door, jumped over a fence, and was in his grandmother's fled to his grandmother's house. They said he was,
which is where he lived.
He was in the front yard, and then when the police arrived, he fled to the backyard, and then that's when they shot him.
The helicopter video that I saw did not show him ever in the front yard running to the backyard. It showed him jump over a fence into the backyard, and then he's walking around in the backyard. The police come from the front and run around the side of the house, start yelling, and then shooting.
So basically, Mark, to answer your question, I believe the police because I read a description, but I don't have the evidence to back it up.
Yeah, that's one of the difficulties is that you know, all sides are going to release whatever they release.
Right, and a lot of times
the descriptions
are so vague of somewhere medium height, medium build.
Sure, sure.
Everybody fits that description.
Right.
I don't think that it carries a death sentence for what he did. If he did it.
Indeed, and it's unlikely that somebody who's breaking windows is armed and dangerous to the police. As a crime, it seems like a juvenile crime as opposed to an adult crime.
Right.
Even if it was being committed by somebody over the age of 18, it seems like, everybody wants to say that there are adult crimes, and if a juvenile commits them, they should be sentenced as an adult. Well, by God, if you're breaking windows as an adult, maybe we should look at juvenile crimes. I don't know. But it doesn't seem like they're particularly dangerous to the police.
Yeah, they said that he had a toolbar. But as far as I know, no toolbar has been located anywhere.
Right. They also said, we thought he was holding a gun that turned out to be a white cell phone.
Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah.
I think, is there footage of him with his hands out? Because
no.
I've read that.
No.
Okay.
So the news, and I'm using air quotes there because it happened about a day ago, 8:40 p.m. California time, a female protester who was out protesting the death of, or I would say murder, of Stephen Clark. And I don't like the wording of this article. It says she was hit by a Sacramento County Sheriff's Department SUV Saturday night.
It's like the Rush Limbaugh thing where the SUVs have minds of their own.
Yeah. It's, you know, one of those things, and Radley Balco wrote a really good piece in, I think it was the Washington Post several years ago, about the tricky language surrounding whenever police do something.
Mm-hmm.
Police officer discharged his weapon. Someone
was
struck by a bullet.
Yeah, right.
Well, no, the cop shot somebody.
Yeah.
Yes, he discharged his weapon.
And someone
a bullet struck someone. Female protester hit by a police. No, the cops ran this woman over.
Okay.
She suffered.
They didn't run her over. She bounced off.
She suffered minor injuries while protesting the police killing of Stephen Clark. In a statement released early Sunday, the Sacramento County Sheriff's Department said two patrol vehicles were surrounded by a group of protesters around 8:40 p.m., around the time that attendees for a vigil began marching. The statement said protesters began pounding and kicking both vehicles, one of which sustained scratches, dents, and a shattered window.
The vehicle sustained.
Johnny, you said that you saw some video.
There's about 3 seconds of video from the side, and there's a lot of people in the area, but the patrol car, it's like a, I think it's an SUV-style vehicle.
Yeah, it's described here as an SUV.
Okay, there's a lot of people around, but the vehicle itself is not being surrounded. It looks like it's in fine condition at the end of the video, and they're not beating it or anything.
The Sacramento County Sheriff's Department has not yet released photos of the damage to the patrol car.
But there will be.
The woman has not responded to interview requests from KCRA. She was struck by the SUV around 9:15 p.m., The injured woman was taken to a hospital by ambulance shortly after the incident, and the Sheriff's Department is conducting an internal investigation of the incident, and California Highway Patrol is also investigating.
Wouldn't the beat-up vehicle and all this damage on it be the first thing that the police want to show in a situation like this?
Seems like a wise
yes.
move from a public relations standpoint.
But we have to scratch the thing and bust out a window first.
Well, it's a claim. The number, 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-3733.
Ike was such a sweet, lovable animal, and people would want to pet him, and they'd come up, and they'd get close to him, and it would be this instant, oh! My dad didn't want to touch him. It's like, ooh, get the stinky dog away from me.
Even after we'd give her a bath, she would still stink.
Very stinky, both bad breath and bad gas.
I asked the vet, and he said, some dogs are just stinky.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
The ingredients convinced me that it was definitely worth trying. After about a week, he started smelling normal. My husband and I were really kind of astonished.
Dynavite is nutrition.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com. I've said it many times on air, and I'll say it here. The New Hampshire Liberty Alliance is one of the most important organizations for freedom in the world. New Hampshire is ground zero for freedom, and the NHLA is the best organization at promoting effective liberty activism. This ad is sponsored by Free Talk Live, and I, Mark Edge, am a lifetime member because I believe in the NHLA. Please check them out at nhliberty.org. Not everyone can move right now, but you can support the cause. Donate top cryptocurrencies or old-fashioned U.S. dollars, nhliberty.org. Visit their website and see what they're all about, nhliberty.org.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Protester, I guess, Sacramento. I guess there's all kinds of protests going on out there. This is all news to me. This is this Stephon Clark shooting. And we don't know everything at this point by any stretch of the imagination, but it certainly doesn't look good for police. It looks like another unarmed young man has been killed by police, and I'm curious as to how it's all going to play out. I want to keep an eye on it.
And according to killedbypolice.net, there have been 316 people killed by police thus far in 2018.
That doesn't mean they were unarmed, so...
Correct.
In a country
just
large,
pointing out yep. the number. Last year, there were 1,193 that we know of, and I say that we know of because there's no requirement that police keep records of whenever they kill someone.
I think that we've gotten better about putting that together because it usually hits the news. They can count it now. So the Internet's getting better and better at counting
right, and
this number.
That's what the people behind that website, killedbypolice.net, do is they scour the Internet. They have people that send info to them whenever they wind up reading a report.
Yeah, I think that law enforcement in this country needs to, make it a real mandate for themselves to make it a goal that they're going to cut down on the amount of killings of citizens.
Right.
Like, look, I understand some of these people need shooting, but if you can cut this number, the question I would have for you is, do all of them need shooting? Can we cut that number in half? Because I'm pretty sure the stories that come across my desk, and obviously I'm going to get the big news stories, but the stories right. that come across my desk, not so much.
Yeah.
So anyway.
What I'm disheartened about, I'm trying to think of, a solution, right?
Yeah.
I saw Stephon's brother, Stevante Clark.
Okay.
Go into a city council meeting.
It's going to be really confusing to have two kids, one named Stephon, one named Stevante. I mean, the name's pretty similar from, sort of when you're starting it off, Steph, right? Like, you don't know who you're getting, who's getting yelled at there.
Yeah, like George Foreman, for example.
I think they probably call those kids by their middle names, but all of his kids are named George Foreman.
I know when I was growing up, my dad, my stepmom, both would wind up calling me and my brother not only both of our names, but also all of our cousins before figuring out which one we were.
Yeah, yeah. I
Rob, Daryl, Steve, Scott, whoever you are,
yep.
Come here.
Yeah, I teased my mother that for years I thought my name was John Doug Mark, which is my two uncles' names, and then mine.
So trying to think of a solution, and I usually just go, I get angry, and I think about, violent solutions.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's a tough, tough situation. You get frustrated, your blood pressure goes up, and obviously cooler heads must prevail in a situation like this because anything else isn't going to really work.
Stevante went into the meeting. He, I think, looked terrible. He would put on a pair of sunglasses. He was dancing, chanting his brother's name.
What meeting are we talking about?
At Sacramento City Council.
He was wearing sunglasses and dancing at a Sacramento City Council meeting?
There was a city councilor, maybe city clerk, was making a statement, basically, condemning unlawful killing
uh-huh.
and tragic situations, and then you hear somebody in the crowd starts up a chant, Stephon Clark! Stephon Clark!
Yep.
A lot of people join in. A young man walks down into the center. It's sort of a big bowl.
Yeah. Auditorium kind of feel to it.
Yep. He walks down. He's chanting his brother. This is Stevante Clark. He's chanting his brother's name. He puts on a pair of sunglasses. He starts dancing.
Uh-huh.
He doesn't appear to be grieving. Maybe Stevante grieves differently than I do.
Yeah.
And then he approaches the guy who's speaking. He turns his back to him, and he hops up to take a seat on the guy's podium.
Uh-huh.
Chanting his brother's name.
Generally just being disruptive during the meeting.
Yes. Exactly. I'm watching video now, and obviously I don't have the audio, but yeah, it's... just being disruptive.
Yeah, we can't play, because of FCC rules, we can't just play audio that we haven't had a chance to vet and go
right,
through.
And the video that I'm watching is from CNN, so chances are there's not any obscenities, but yeah, it's just disruption. And he looks fairly young, okay. This Devontae Clark individual.
Well, it's unlikely that that behavior will result in some kind of solution, but I understand his upset surrounding it all. And if you've got thoughts, the number's 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. Daryl, you brought in an article that I wanted to start the show with, but I felt like we had to go with this. It is from Time Magazine about colleges, and apparently they're making the claim that...
Well, let me just jump into the article.
All right.
The author here, author is William Stixrud, co-author of The Self-Driven Child, Three Children?
3 minutes.
Ah, okay. I just happened to see you holding up three
That's what I do
fingers.
As a professional broadcaster. I hold up on the amount of minutes we have left in the segment. Please go ahead.
I have a clock in front of me.
Excellent. I'm going to do my job.
He says... I've never seen you hold fingers up before.
Well, pay more attention.
When my daughter...
The sparks fly.
This from the author. He says, when my daughter, Jora, was in high school, she went to a talk I gave on the adolescent brain, during which I pointed out that high school grades don't predict success very well.
Yeah, I bet that's true. Yeah.
On the way home, she said, great talk, Dad, but I bet you don't really believe that bit about grades.
I bet he doesn't believe it internally, but yes, go ahead.
He says, to prove it, I offered to pay her $100 if she got a C on her next report card in any subject. We've all heard the familiar anxiety-induced nostrums that a screw-up in high school will follow you for the rest of your life. That if you don't get into Harvard or Yale, you'll never reach the C-suite. I don't know what the C-suite is.
Corner.
Ah, okay. Is that supposed to be good?
Yes, the corner
suite.
Used
to be the corner office. No,
corner office
will
get you two sets of windows, two walls of windows, so you can look out and have two different views.
Ah, okay. See, I've never worked in an office building, so I don't know.
Oh, I always, my view was the inside of a cubicle every time.
Okay. He continues that the path to success is narrow, and you'd better not take one false step. Again, this is what people are always taught. He says, I've come to think of this unfounded belief system as what we psychologists call a shared delusion.
Yeah.
So why don't we tell the kids the truth about success?
Because we want them to get good grades.
We could start with the fact that only a third of adults hold degrees from a four-year college. Or that you'll do equally well in terms of income, job satisfaction, and life satisfaction, whether you go to an elite private college or a less selective state-run university.
Okay, so I got some problems with the first factoid there, that one-third of adults have college diplomas. One-third of adults are probably all kinds of different things. Unhappy, unsuccessful, that's meaningless. The number, 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. I just hate the notion that these kids are getting sad. Battled with debt for nothing.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Call in, talk about whatever's on your mind. We're talking about college. And, well, I'll let Daryl get back into it, but I guess my concern surrounds the amount of money that young people are saddled with as far as debt goes,
right, and
in this country.
There are more facts that he wants kids to know. You cut me off before I got through all of them.
Well, I didn't cut you off. The clock did, and sorry, can't help you there.
Now, I think I want to stop you there before we let Daryl finish his story, because I think Daryl's story is dumb. Because guess what, guys? I was one of the world's biggest high school failures, and look where I wound up.
What, you're meeting the
Olympic Right gender? In this room with you two guys. I didn't get anywhere. And kids, you should get A's, and your life will be easier because of it. Also, I want to talk about race, which is more important than Daryl's dumb story.
All right. $6 shirts. If you've got a closet full of plain T-shirts and you wish that you had some shirts that had some clever and witty sayings on it, but you've only got $6 and you refuse to buy from people who aren't libertarians, well, I got some news for you. $6shirts.com has a gigantic selection. It's huge. How many, Daryl? Any idea? Hundreds of
dozens upon dozens upon dozens.
Okay. A witty selection, a selection of witty and clever T-shirts.
You know, just for I forget what I was going to wind up saying for the point. An infinite amount of dozens is still dozens.
Yeah, well, that's useful.
So when I say that they have dozens upon dozens, it could be, you know, an infinite amount, but obviously it's a finite number.
It's a huge selection.
It's huge.
$6shirts.com, and they'll help make you an exciting person. All for as low as $6 a piece. Actually, they get lower than that, don't they?
They do have a tea time deal.
Yeah, for $4.
That's a daily special for $4. Some of their shirts are more expensive. They also have tank tops. They've got sweatshirts. You name it, they probably can do it.
Use coupon code FTL for 10% off. They accept Bitcoin. $6shirts.com. $6shirts.com.
So jumping back into the truth.
List the facts that we had before we went out.
Yes. He says we could start with the fact that only one-third of adults hold a degree from a four-year college.
Not useful information.
Actually, it is useful information.
Well,
because, again, he's debunking the myth that high school students are told, you have to go to college.
Well,
you have to have a college degree.
So I think that I'm more interested in what correlates to success than what correlates into sort of one-third of people have college degrees. So what? Go ahead.
Again, he's pointing out
it's a fact, but it's not particularly useful. Please go ahead.
No, it is particularly useful.
Okay.
Again, high school students are told, you must go to college and you must graduate.
Sure. They're also told the world's full of losers. So that only it serves to bolster it. There's plenty of people with degrees out there that are wiping bars down.
Yes.
That are in the second bottom or second to bottom.
Excellent. Times. So you agree a college degree is not particularly useful.
Agreed. But
that's
not a useful.
That's the point he's trying to make here, Mark.
It's not a useful fact. Please go on.
It is a useful fact.
All right. I hear that you think so.
He continues. Next fact is you can do equally well in terms of income, job satisfaction, and life satisfaction whether you go to an elite private college or a less selective state-run university.
I think it's hugely useful.
Or that there are as many occupations throughout America where people can make a good living, many of which do not require a college degree.
Agreed. So I think the most important fact here is that many people strive their, the thinking starts immediately when the kid's born. Will this child go to Yale? Will they have the opportunity to go to Yale? I remember having a conversation with a friend of mine from when I was a kid, and I stopped off at his house in Virginia on the way driving down to Florida one time. My kid with me, his kid's there. He's a homeschooler. We were unschoolers. He wants to know, well, if you're doing this unschooling thing, what about colleges? Will they be able to get into an elite college? And I'm like, I don't know. I don't really care about an elite college. I think it's a big waste of time, frankly.
Right. And the last two facts that he has here tie directly into this first one that you say is pointless, where he said you can make a good living without needing a college degree, which ties into only a third of adults have a four-year college degree.
Here's what I'd like to hear is some facts that back up my point that you don't need a college degree unless you're going to be a doctor, a lawyer, an engineer, or a college professor. And by the way, don't be a college professor. There are a lot of people trying to be college professors. So if you're going to do one of these three careers, I recommend college. Other than that, you really need to think long and hard about whether or not this is the choice you want to make. And I think young people are the worst qualified to make these choices. They're the best qualified to decide what they're passionate about. And that's important. But Eckerd College, from near where I'm from, sells a lot of degrees in marine biology to people that want to swim with dolphins as a living. They're not using those degrees.
Right.
There's a lot of people who have tried to work for Free Talk Live. They don't understand how this business, this organization works, but regardless of that, with communications degrees. Pointless. I don't care if you've got a bachelor's in communication. Do not care.
Continuing on, he says, I'm not against being a good student, and there are clear advantages to doing well in school, but you don't need to be a top student or go to a highly selective college to have a successful and fulfilling life.
You know what they called the person who graduated bottom of their class in medical school?
What?
Doctor.
Huh. Very good.
Oh, right, because they still got a doctorate.
That's right. bottom of the class, still a doctor. And once you're out there, it really doesn't matter. Maybe you're not as good of a doctor, and maybe college would indicate that, but maybe it doesn't, because how you do in high school or college or these sorts of things doesn't necessarily indicate how you're going to do in life. And that's what the guy's trying to make the point all along. I was a mediocre, bright kid. I just didn't apply myself and, tried to wing it through tests and stuff like that. So I got grades, up and down the spectrum.
Did you go to the gifted school with Ian?
No, we made fun of those kids.
He continues, the path to success is not nearly as narrow as we like to think. We've all heard the stories of the college dropout who went on to found a wildly successful company. He says, I myself was a C-plus student in high school who flunked out of grad school. At one point, I went for 20 weeks without turning in a single assignment. I often tell the underachievers I see in my practice, top that. Long story short, I managed to do pretty well in my life, and I credit my failure in graduate school with leading me to a career more in line with my skill set. The problem with the stories we're telling our kids is that they foster fear and competition. The false paradigm affects high-achieving kids, for whom a rigid view of the path to success creates unnecessary anxiety, and for the low-achieving kids, many of whom conclude at a young age that they will never be successful and adopt a "why try at all" attitude.
And I was having a conversation today with, I'm at a table with these people are far more degreed than I am and bright. And I'm making the point right there in front of them. I haven't used anything from high school, anything that I learned in high school in my working life, except typing. And it was an electorate. Thank you, Mrs. Bird. May you rest in peace.
A couple of years ago, I was in a play, and it was a fine play. One night after the show, we went to have dinner together, and one of the other actors, his sister came, and she brought her husband. And he was very well off. He was they had built their own theater and so forth. I think I don't remember what business he was in, but he was doing real well for himself. Talked about how he was going to do some acting, but he couldn't read, and so he couldn't read cue cards, and so he
He's a wealthy man that couldn't read.
Yes, so he didn't follow that path.
Fascinating.
My granddad couldn't read, ran his own business for 50 years.
Yeah, well, they'll throw him in jail now once they find out that he's not keeping his books properly. The number, 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
Pick up two tubes of Dogasuds.
Get the third tube free.
Peppermint, tea tree, lavender, Dogasud shampoo.
Made with all-natural coconut, jojoba, aloe. Great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
But no itchy, harsh chemicals.
Lather up, rinse away.
Try Dogasuds. Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Cryptocurrencies are successful because of good technology. The liberty-loving voluntarists who founded Zencash in 2017 took the best tech, like zero-knowledge anonymity and decentralized autonomous organizations, and are creating a secure platform for money, messages, and media that can be sent to anyone, anywhere in the world. Zencash is a cryptocurrency dedicated to peace, anonymity, and decentralization. Find out more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9950 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said,
"Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?"
And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. It's the Live Sunday edition. It's Mark with you.
Johnny Ray.
And Daryl.
Call in and talk about what you want. We're talking about college. And I don't want to make it seem like I hate the notion of college. I think that there are certainly some people that that need to go to college. By the way, I want to add to my list early childhood education. You know, the educators of all sorts, not just college professors, probably are going to need to go to college or whatever. But I'd like to point out that the vast majority of high school is crap and not worth much. So there you go. I went through that. College, I only did a little bit of that. So, you know, and life's been all right. I'm relatively happy, you know, as happy as I can be. I'm kind of grumpy. My number, 603.
No.
No, no. 855-450-3733. I wonder what number I would have given.
Probably your cell phone, which you generally try doing at least once a week.
It's the office number, but yeah.
Mark, for any speciality, you should have some special training.
Tell me of the speciality you're referring to.
Cutting hair.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, that's not college, though. I mean, it's school.
No, trade but that's school. Just, yeah, but I mean, that's what college is. It's just that now, yeah, there's a lot of, I guess there's a core group of courses that are pretty much prescribed for everyone to get a college degree, and you're saying that a lot of that is useless, like English.
Right. When was the last time you diagrammed a sentence?
It's been a long time, probably middle school.
Yeah, high school for me. I can tell you, Daryl is not, when he's running this marathon in November, he's not going to be diagramming sentences.
I can't tell you the last time I did diagram a sentence, but I could tell you the last time I went for a run was yesterday, as a training run for a half marathon I'm doing in about 7 weeks. And in November, I'll be running in the New York City Marathon on Team Innocence Project. I accepted a spot on Team Innocence Project because I'm a passionate supporter of their work. And actually, when I say I accepted a spot, I mean I applied and was ecstatic when I got the email saying, "We would like to have you on the team." Since they were founded in 1992, they've helped 200 people who have been wrongly convicted get exonerated. And with your help, the Innocence Project can help even more people who have been wrongly convicted. As part of Team Innocence Project, I'm raising awareness about wrongful convictions and raising funds to help free the innocent. I've already paid the race registration fee, the travel to New York that's covered, the lodging is covered, but what I need to secure my spot on Team Innocence Project in the New York City Marathon is to raise $3,500 by November 1st. And to date, I'm just over $1,000. I've got about $1,000 of matching funds left sitting on the table that are waiting on you to wind up throwing some money in so that it can be matched dollar for dollar.
So once you're there, that's at $3,000?
So once I get the remaining $1,000,
yeah, and then all of you'll get matching of $1,000.
No, I've got a total of $1,500 matching.
Okay.
About 500 of that has already been matched. Okay. I just haven't received the actual matching funds yet.
Okay.
But once I raise another $1,000, I'll be at the $3,500 goal once the matching funds are collected.
Great.
And again, you can go to run.freetalklive.com, donate, and all of the funds that you donate through run.freetalklive.com go directly to the Innocence Project, because the platform has it set up to where you pay the credit card fees. That way nothing is taken out from what goes to the charity.
Johnny Ray, we were talking about, post-secondary education and, say, barbershops. One thing that I think, barber licensing. One thing I think that's sort of been lost over time is the apprenticeship out there.
Yeah.
Imagine for a second that you don't want to pay the money to go to barbering school. You're not old enough to go to barbering school. Whatever thing might keep you out of barbering school. Like, why can't a middle schooler, and, many educators are of the belief that essentially middle school is just day prison because kids aren't good at learning, academics at that time. Whatever. I'm not one of these educators, so I don't know, but that's what I've heard. And maybe it would be better if they, some of them were able to go to barber shops and sweep up some hair, get some idea of how to cut hair, start watching, and then maybe, doing a little bit of work here and there, like cleaning up the edges, the easiest parts of hair cutting.
So I think I know the answer to why that's not necessarily allowed, because the people that are currently in the barbering profession, they want to protect their own business by making sure that new barbers wind up going through the same process they went through.
I think that mostly it's the people that run the schools are the ones that are on the licensing committees.
True, but there was a hearing to create a committee to look at regulations in New Hampshire.
Mm-hmm.
And the room was full of cosmetologists who were in there signing against the bill, thinking that if this bill goes through, then new cosmetologists are never going to have to get any training, and they're just going to be putting eyeshadow on anybody. And one girl said, without regulations, I would just be hurting people.
Well, that's nuts.
That's a psychopath who thinks that, if you government didn't exist, I would just be randomly hurting people.
That's often what they think. I always like to bring up the ASE certification for brakes, people who do brakes. I would say that brakes...
All manner of auto repair.
Yeah, ASE does all of it.
ASE certification.
But if you do brakes, you should, your shop could or could not have ASE certification. So we have voluntary certification for people who do brakes. Brakes, I would say, are the most important part of a vehicle.
Yes.
Because if everything else is broken, you should have your brakes work so that you can stop the vehicle and not harm other people. I believe brakes to be the most important, but so here you have a 5,000-pound killing machine whose most important feature is fixed by somebody who's voluntarily certified. Beat that cosmetologists and dental assistants.
Yeah. Or floral arrangers down in Louisiana that wind up having to go through.
Louisiana doesn't count. I'm sorry. It's not real life. Louisiana is some kind of mirror world full of statists and weirdos.
But if you die in Louisiana, you die in real life.
That much is true. Yeah.
And floral arrangers wind up needing like twice as much education as police officers in Louisiana.
Mark, when you're talking about how these four jobs, I think you said, you need to go to college for, you're thinking about the real world. And I'm always thinking about the, you know, the ideal anarchist world that I visit in my dreams.
Yeah.
And there, basically everything would be apprenticeship, like you say, all the way up to the doctors. There wouldn't be...
The doctors were, when there were GPs in this world, there was an apprenticeship program for doctors, too.
Basically, if school is the right setting, a classroom, then that's what you would get because... You know, because that's what the market gives you when you have people competing with each other. You choose the one that works the best. And it would go, you know, all the way up from barbers to janitors to doctors. Lawyers wouldn't really exist the way that they do now because,
you need contracts. And they would probably write those. They would probably be indecipherable as they are today, sadly. And that's one of the sort of difficulties, and I wouldn't be able to speak to that. I think that as we've entered a modern society, kids are given a lot of choices. And in many cases, not all of them, but many cases, they're just not qualified to make those decisions. I didn't figure out what I wanted to do in real life until I got a job in radio.
Right, and not only are, you know, 17, 18-year-olds not necessarily in a position to necessarily be making decisions of here's what I want to do for the rest of my life, but they're not being told the truth about the rest of their life. And the author of this article says, I've asked various school administrators why they don't tell kids the truth about college. They respond by shrugging and saying, even if we did, no one would believe it.
Believe what? That college isn't particularly useful or that
yes.
It doesn't matter which one you go to?
Both.
Okay.
He continues, one administrator confided to me, we can get angry calls and letters from parents who do believe it.
Yeah.
If their children understands the truth, they would not work hard in school and would have second-class lives. Many adults worry that if their kids knew that grades in school aren't highly predictive of success in life, they'd lose motivation to apply themselves and aim high. He says, in fact, the opposite is true. In my 32 years of working with kids.
It's an agreed-upon lie that kids need to do well in school. Is that the idea?
That's basically what it sounds like.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. I mean, as a parent, if my kid was going to regular school, I would consider it's hard not to think of the grades as the predictor of how well they're going to do and what kind of person they're going to be. So I would probably even fall prey to this, too. I don't know. What do you think? 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.